Wildcat Chevrolet here for National Agriculture Week. And, you know, a guy we worked with him for many years, Stacy Carnahan. Stacy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
This is your time to shine. And Michael's out busy, and he said, Stacy's on this time. I said, that's good. Love to have Stacy.
Well, he don't mind getting me to do stuff. He don't mind at all.
Tell us, what are people working on? What are you working with for farmers these days?
We have so much of the farm industry that comes in here, not just the farmers, but the people that work with the farmers, different trades and different stuff. So it's trucks.
What are people looking for truck-wise? What are they like?
Well, gas mileage is a big thing, but a lot of them, they still want the power. If they're pulling a stock trailer or something like that, they want to make sure they got enough juice to get it there.
And it's very important. And these engines today are made a lot different than they used to be, too.
Yeah, right now, stands in mind, we got a 2.7. It's called a Turbo Max. It's a four-cylinder turbo that they put in a half-ton truck, and it would literally amaze you what this little truck will do.
That's pretty cool. I've heard good mileage, too.
Absolutely, good mileage, and it's probably one of the, matter of fact, the 24 models, they moved from 60,000 mile on the powertrain back to 100,000 mile because they've had no problems whatsoever across the board.
You taught me something this year, Stacy. I never realized they don't make a stick shift anymore. I grew up on a stick shift. You probably did, too.
I did, too. I one of the first things I learned to drive was a 03 on a tree, an old Bronco. But, yeah, and there's still people time to time come in, and they're wanting a stick shift, but it's just not available.
I've ground several gears over the years before learning how to drive one, you know. But once you learn to drive a stick shift, I love driving a stick shift. But these transmissions today, you don't have to have a stick shift.
No, you don't. And I found out after that conversation that you and I had several times about that, the school buses and semi-trucks, they're basically all automatic as well.
Which is unbelievable, but that's the way things are going anymore. And those automatic transmissions are a lot different than they used to be. We had an old truck years ago and went through two or three transmissions on it because the engine was stronger than the transmission.
Yeah, a long time ago, one of the big things was they'd find the perfect car or truck and they couldn't buy it or couldn't trade for it because it had a stick shift. Uh-huh. Nowadays, half of my sales staff couldn't drive a stick, so the other guys have to park it when they do trade one in.
Yeah. So, in other words, they're the guys that program it. You drive it, and they program it. Huh?
Right. That's exactly right.
But you guys work hard. You got a great service department here, but Stacy, and that's really one of the things that kind of backs up there with you.
Yeah, our service department, just like the dealership, I mean, just like the sales part of it, has grown so fast over the last 4 or 5 years. We're trying to build a building just to accommodate sometimes oil changes, stuff like that, that ordinarily could do in one day. They're a week and a half out. But my guys back there, they try real hard to get everything as quick as possible.
And that's good. They're very, very, very well trained. And sometimes they move around with you. Dickie Oliver was back in the back for a long time, and he's up front selling with you now.
Yeah, I got a lot of static over that. Over the years, they always say you can't take a service guy and bring him to sales or anything. But I've known Dickie all my life. I knew he had the personality for it. I knew that he was very good at what he'd done. He took a lot of pride in it. I know the same would be here. And I just want to say right now, this month, Dickie's leading the board.
Is he really? He's leading the board, huh?
He's leading the sales board. Yes, he is.
Pretty impressive. Well, we worked with you over the years on a lot of things. It's good to have Dickie. But you got a good sales staff here that works from top to bottom, these guys do.
Actually, I got 5 full-time guys that are really to accommodate you, anything you need, whether you're wanting to sell something or you want to buy or trade. And these guys work a lot harder than most people. They take their work home at night. They're answering leads at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. People on the internet, just all hours of the day. And so they, other than being here from 8 to 6, they go home and their families have to put up with it because they're still working a lot of times. A salesman job's never done, never over.
Sounds like they're in the radio business, aren't they? That's right. That's about like the radio business. They said it'd be perfect for our business.
Absolutely. And, you know, nowadays people work different shifts and stuff like that. So they're looking for information all hours of the day and night, just like you guys know. So we always got to be ready. We at 2 o'clock in the morning, we may not get back to you right away, but we will get to you. We won't forget you.
That's what it's all about. Stacy, pretty appreciate your friendship, partnership over the years here at Wildcat Chevrolet. You do a great job. And you know, you guys work hard when a customer's looking for something in particular, you guys work hard to find that.
We do. I mean, we've come up with some stuff. One time, just real quickly, a guy called me and was looking for a Volkswagen convertible. Had to be black. Had to be...
Wasn't Raymond Oliver.
No, it wasn't Raymond. No. I had to go to Arkansas to get his. But anyway, this customer wanted this Jeep, and I hadn't been here long, so I called Glenn over at Trice Hughes, and he was actually on an online auction, and that very vehicle was going through the line. Oh, man. And I called him back. I said, I got you one. I'll have it here in 4 days.
Pretty impressive service.
Not always that easy, but we tried just the same.
Yeah, we were talking one day, and you said about Raymond going to get Raymond's truck for him, and Raymond's like, why do you mention my name?
Well, I try to keep things, you know, and not just name blast everybody, but he wanted me to mention him, and I should have, but he's about ready to trade again, I think. If he's listening, just let him come on down. I'm ready for him.
And you guys keep Ernest Lawrence happy, too.
That's right. That's a hard task.
Exactly right. He always wants those free oil changes.
And a bag of popcorn, a bottle of water every time he comes, and he leaves a happy man.
You can't beat that customer service. That's what it's all about, Stacy.
That's right.
We're Wildcat Chevrolet. Stacy Carnahan with us, and we're on 106.5 WKDZ.